Let's go to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and your kindness and your compassion. Lord, I just ask that you would touch each person that is here today. They are not here by mistake, but that they're here to receive something from you. I thank you for that, Holy Spirit. Please give each person spiritual eyes to see, spiritual ears to hear, and a spiritual heart to be open, and to receive what it is that you so desire for each person to be able to claim today and stand on your word. We love you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Daniel 3:1. We're going to talk about King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image. Okay, where is... Anyway, okay. The king made this great big idol, and he wanted everyone to come and to kneel down at his idol. Well, there was several people there that believed in Jesus Christ, and they did not want to do it. And the king said, yes, you will do it. Let me read here. It says, you, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time, you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made you, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from the hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold images which you have set up. Then the king was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward them. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind the 3 and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took them in there. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. The king was astonished as he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the first is like the Son of God. Then the king went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. And then they went out of the fire. Okay, I'm sorry, I let the devil have a little pleasure with me today, and I'm not going to in Jesus' name. So here's this king. He has built these gods and images, and he has told the people, you will come and kneel down before this, and you will honor this. When you hear the music playing, you come and do this. Well, these 3 men martyred themselves, except they didn't die. They martyred themselves. So he had his men take them turn up the furnace hotter and hotter. And when they got there, it killed his servants. And they put him in the fire, and lo and behold, they're standing there. But there's not only three people, there's four. Jesus, the Son of God, was the other one in there. They were not burnt, they were not singed, they were not anything. It was a miracle. So the king declared that, you know, hey, yeah, your God is the Most High. Now, my question today for you is, what kind of King Nebuchadnezzar's are in your life? We have so much in the outside world. We have sports, we have Facebook, we have television, we have, did I say sports? We have family activities, we have cars, we have everything that's out there that's just enticing us all the time. Restaurants. Restaurants, wanting to go out all the time. These are all idols sometimes. If you can honestly say that there is nothing in your life that you wouldn't give up for God today, that is wonderful. But if you can't, if there's things in your life that you don't want to give up, then you have, it becomes like an idol, because we take our focus off the Lord and we look at the circumstances. And Miss Fox is such a beautiful lady. She's always looked so nice. She's always dressed to the T, always little makeup, I think, a little bit of lipstick, hair done and all, and she is a beautiful person. She's gorgeous. John, we're so happy that you're here today. We love you. We're just speaking healing on your legs. But there's things in our lives that take priority. It could be your spouse. It could be your children. It could be only if I could lose 100 pounds. Only if we had $4,000 so we could get a pool in our backyard. Only if this car would run right. Only if we had this car. If I could just have this job. We allow things in our lives, and it takes our focus off of God. We try to deal with God sometimes. We try to, okay, God, if this happens, hey, I'm yours. This, I will do anything. God doesn't want those kind of promises. Amen. He knows exactly what's the best for us. He wants to give you the desires of his heart, but your desires should what? Align with God.
Amen.
God knows better. He always knows better for us, and we have to trust him in that. So when we go through life, there's other things. Maybe you wish your spouse would lose weight. Maybe you wish your spouse was real romantic. Maybe you wish your spouse would have sex more. Maybe you wish your spouse would be more attentive. Whatever it is, maybe you wish just healing for your spouse. Maybe you just wish all the circumstances were different. Maybe if I had a new house, maybe... You see what I'm getting at? Everything in the world that the world has to offer, it says if you just do it, it feels good, just do it. But we can't do that. We can't just, if God gave us everything that we desire, we would be in a heck of trouble. So today, what is it that the world has tried to offer you that is enticing and that you like, but that it may be hindering your intimacy with the Lord? It would be very, very difficult for me to go into a fiery furnace. They had the faith of ever. I mean, I just can't imagine. I hate it when it's hot in the house, much less going into a furnace. But these guys had the faith of all they needed. They trusted, and then God shows up in the furnace. So they weren't really martyrs. They were martyrs in that they stood up for the Lord, but he didn't let them die. Just like Jonah in the well, just like Job, everything he went through, just like, who else was going to say? I can't think right now.
Daniel in the lion.
Yes, Daniel in the lion den. You know, God is our protector. God loves us. And it is so exciting when we can be blessed. But you know, if you're not happy with the way things are right now and you start griping or complaining or getting discouraged, God's probably not going to move on further with you until you go, you know what, whatever it is I need to learn right now, let me learn it. Let me get through it with your guidance. And then that way when you get that blessing, you're going to be thanking God. So many times God gives us the things that we want, but we're already griping and wanting something else when he gives it to us. And when he gives it to us, we forget to tell him thank you. So we're just going to go to the Holy Spirit, and if there's anything that God is telling you, you have put this in front of me like an idol, and you need, you know, maybe you watch too much TV. Maybe you need to exercise more. Maybe you exercise too much. Maybe you gossip too much. Whatever it is, what God wants to deal with your life right now, I'm going to let the Holy Spirit reveal it. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you so much for being inside of us and just giving our soul to you, Holy Spirit, to be free. Just roam freely through here. Lord, there's so many people that are struggling. We put on our mask and go, you know what? Yes, everything is just great. Everything's wonderful. And there's so many people that are just hurting inside. Father, they need financial help. Lord, they need homes. Lord, they need healing. Father, they're scared to turn everything over in their lives because of fear. Father, whatever it is, I just ask that the Holy Spirit would reveal to them if there's anything that is taking away from keeping their eyes on you, Father. We just want to be like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego and give our lives to you. Wherever it takes us, we want to be the followers in Jesus' holy name. Just let the Holy Spirit just go through this room. Just this is a time for you and God to talk. Let that heaviness go. Just breathe in the Holy Spirit and just exhale all the bad things that have gone on. It's just truly true that there's people that are really, really hurting. There's so much fear, and God wants me to tell you that the fear is not coming from the Lord. There's things that you're disappointed of. You know, you're just so let down and disappointed, but our God will never let you down or disappoint you. Man will over and over, but you've got to keep your focus on the Lord and let Him work. Some of you have unforgiveness for things that have happened, and you feel justified in feeling this. But God says, no, you have to forgive, because that will free you up, and that way He can work in the situation. Sweet Holy Spirit, thank you that you live inside of us. Thank you that you love us and that you guide us. Holy Spirit, I never want to grieve you by doing bad things or saying bad things or talking evil about anyone. Please, Holy Spirit, let me look through your eyes and God's eyes to see other people. Father, other people are going to get on our nerves. They're going to say things that offend us. They're going to say things that we want to gripe about. But Father, if we have your eyes and the Holy Spirit guiding us, we can be more Jesus-like. We thank you and love you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.